you all about to get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting through the facilities of ShakeAndWakeRadio.com, and I'm being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. I always like to start the show with a little plug for the network, because we are supported by viewers. If you can afford a coffee once a month for the station, I know the people operating these networks would much appreciate, like I said, even a coffee once a month would be much appreciated. If you multiply that times 100 listeners, it would really help with things going on over here and expenses incurred. Always like to thank my producer for doing what he does every week for me. I'd be lost without him. Thanks, Steve, for producing my shows. I have, of course, the first hour here, my regular every couple weeks. We seem to do this quite religiously now, the Duracell Bunny, who we all know is Roger Landry. Roger, welcome back. Always good to have you in. And I know you didn't have anything you wanted to talk about today, so I'll try and fill in, but I'm going to give you a couple minutes here. Maybe you have something on your brain.
Yeah, first off, if you're asking a couple thousand people, which I totally understand, to buy the people who actually do the work behind the scenes to run these networks a cup of coffee, my biggest concern is where are they going to put 1,000 cups of coffee, and won't it go bad before they drink the last one?
Well, take your chances. You could have a party, man. You could have a coffee party once a month, eh?
Free coffee for all the homeless. Yeah, I think it's a great idea that people step up to support. If you want the ability to know something, if you want the ability to share a thought, if you want the ability to interject into a show like this and put your thoughts, as in call-ins, and some networks do that. What we're saying here is the best way to make sure things like this happen is to be there to help to support it. We run a network, the Liberty Beacon Project, and as you've heard on this show before, we recently launched a new website called TLB Talk, and that is a social media website. There is no corporate money in that either. TLBTalk.com is 100% funded by people coming in. As a matter of fact, there's a nice little round coffee cup emblem sitting down in the right-hand corner, and when you click on it, it takes you to a donut page. Again, if you out there who are all waking up to the tyranny that's happening all around you, if you totally understand who's doing this, we're talking about the largest corporations in the world, which literally own governments and those we elect. Stop for a second. This is a really big point. Those we elect to go and represent us, who once they get there know they're going to be continuously reelected through the money of these big corporatists, who will tell them exactly what they're going to do for the money that's going to keep them in Congress. We are literally living today in a society where those we elect to take care of us are the biggest traitors in the history of this country, of Canada, of the UK, Australia. Let's not even start on Australia. And I could go on and on and on. We are living in the realm of politicians across the planet either being bribed or being threatened to the point where they will toe the line. What we are seeing right now is our politics needs to start from the grass level again and work its way up, because all of those who are at the top are the traitors who are making your life what it is. They're not representing you. Stop thinking they are, because you're an idiot. They are not representing you. They need to go. But then we also have to worry about whether a system is rigged or not. Who the hell ever thought Trudeau was going to get reelected? But by golly, he did. Who the hell ever thought that Basement Joe was going to get elected president? But by golly, he did. Anybody who really understands anything knows this isn't right. This is absolute crap. But we need to start our politics again the way they all started out. We need to start them at the community level. We need to start them at the community level. And from the community level, you go to the local level. From the local level, you go to the state level or the province level or whatever. And then from there, you go to the national level. And once you have control or regain control of the local level of politics, everything going forward from that point becomes a hell of a lot easier. And guess who's in control as that progresses? This is what I'm seeing right now. We saw it in New Jersey, where nobody ever thought there was even going to be a challenge. Never mind, this guy came within a couple of votes and it's being challenged right now. There could still be a Republican leader or a red leader in New Jersey. What about Virginia? Nobody ever thought that there was going to be a Republican beating a Democrat, an incumbent governor. No way, it's never going to happen, but it did.
Boy, did they send a message.
And where did that start, Barry? That message started at the local politics level within the state. And within portions of the state, these special elections, by large and by far, favored independent and conservatives. Very few of them favored liberal or Democrat policy at all. If that's not a wake-up call, what is? On the last show I did with you, I said, I see Americans waking up. Americans are very slow to wake up, but when they do, they don't wake up slow. I mean, they pop up, and when they pop up, they're angry. They're not happy. Why the hell did you wake me up? This is what I'm starting to see. There are already 10 or 11 governors that are telling everybody within their state, you will not hold these companies to the Biden mandate. It is illegal, and they are nullifying it within their state. If this continues to happen, what we are seeing is slowly spreading across the entire country. And when I say slowly, I mean only half the speed of light, not the full speed of light, is an American society that's getting pissed. And I also see that happening in Canada.
Well, you're right, and I hope the Americans do get pissed, because, boy, I'll tell you, Roger, this got to come to a stop. You know, the biggest problem I have with people, and in my little town here of Terrace, a lot of people are really starting to get it. People are engaging in conversations, but there's still a good majority of these men in the age group of 40 to 55 years old that should be fairly knowledgeable individuals that still just cannot wrap their mind around the idea of their government actually being working against them in very nefarious ways. They have a really hard time with that. But the ones that all of a sudden wake up and go that this is really messed up, those are the ones I'm seeing now that are really starting to get it. But it's frustrating. It really is. It's like talking to a nail with some of these people. I guess the thing is just to move on and not spend too much time with them. But I keep running into this. This is what we heard from Dr. Bonnie Henry. And they just, like I said, they can't believe that their government would actually work against them. But they are.
Well, let's take it to the next level then. Okay. Let's talk about a government. And I've also mentioned this on your show before, okay? If people want to know what a big hypocritical lie COVID-19 is and all the deaths, so on and so forth, the first thing you have to understand is more people are dying that have had the vaccine now than have ever died without the vaccine. Okay. The next thing you have to understand is if COVID is this massive problem, if it is this deadly disease, which nobody out of 11 countries asked has been able to prove it even exists, but if it is this horrible, if this makes the pandemic of 1918, which killed over a million people, if this makes that look like a warm-up, then why the hell did you exempt everybody in Congress from getting a vaccine? Wouldn't you think that you would want to vaccinate your leadership if it was this deadly to ensure continuity of government? Hold on, Barry. Hold on. I think I actually might be on to something here. Why are people not thinking of these things? It is so freaking awesomely apparent. You cannot go anywhere unless you're vaccinated, unless you're a member of Congress, and you're immune from the disease, so you don't even have to worry about getting it. Oh, by the way, neither does anybody who works for you.
Why did the Ontario government just exempt all their health workers in Ontario from having to take the jab? Why
now, that I understand. All an exemption? I agree. Nope. I agree with that.
They're not going to have any health care workers left if they continue along that line.
Didn't you just say they exempted them from having to take the jab?
That's Ontario and Quebec this week. The governments of Ontario and Quebec both came out and announced that their health workers in that sector of society do not have to take these mandatory vaccines that everybody else has to continue working.
I agree with that, because if they don't do that, they're going to lose all of the frontline responders. They're going to lose the people who man the ambulances. They're going to lose the people who man the emergency rooms. They're going to lose the people who man the operating rooms. They're going to lose the people who take care of you once you get out of the operating room. If they lose over 25%, between 25 and 30%, that is an absolute critical event that they cannot get around. It will literally cripple the hospital.
Oh, now, of course it would.
Hold on. I'm almost done, yep. I promise.
Okay.
Most of these have already had what is quote unquote called COVID, okay? And have natural immunity, which we were told, wait a minute, natural immunity is better than getting a vaccine. But hold on. This vaccine won't keep you from getting COVID-19, supposedly. They're telling us now. The CDC said this. The FDA said this. It won't keep you from getting COVID-19, but it's a vaccine. It won't keep you from giving someone else COVID-19, but it's a vaccine. Here's the best part. Listen to me, everybody. I never lie. I never bull. This is a fact. If you have been vaccinated with all of your vaccines, and maybe even just one to boot, you've had the booster, okay, you are now a super spreader. The vaccinated carry a vaccine or a viral load as much as, listen to me, 250 times what an unvaccinated person carries. Hold on a minute. Roger just said, if I'm fully vaccinated, I could be 250 times more dangerous than an unvaccinated person. Now let's finish this off. In order for you to go to the dance tonight, you need to have a vaccine pass. What does that vaccine pass guarantee? It guarantees everybody in that dance has been vaccinated. I already told you the vaccine won't keep you from getting it. It won't keep you from giving it to anybody else. And it, in fact, makes you a super spreader. So now you've got a dance with 250 people in it, and they're all freaking super spreaders. Yoo-hoo! How does any of this make sense? Any of it?
It's not supposed to make sense, Roger. It's supposed to keep us in a state of confusion so we can't figure out what's going on. None of this ever makes sense. Well, come on. It's designed to keep us in a state of confusion, Roger. It has been that way right from the beginning. None of this makes sense. Nothing they're doing makes sense. Well, it is.
You're right.
But, of course, it works. When people are in a state of confusion, they're looking to their government leaders, so-called experts, for answers. And, of course, they're right there with the right answer all the time. It's a joke.
Until really they come and listen to your show, because they know that screaming Energizer Bunny is going to have something to say about that. They may actually be worth listening to. I don't know.
I say that in a good way, Roger. I love having you on because I love your rants, man. I love your passion. I know that things going on in this world absolutely drive you insane. It's not an act. It drives you insane. I know it drives you insane. It drives me insane. It does. And, we feel your passion every time you get on this show. So let's go on to the next subject. What is the next subject? Well, let's stay on this one. This is a pretty good one.
Because we're not at the end of the story yet. What is the end of the story? Why the heck is this happening? Okay, somebody told me a story over a year ago, which at the time I didn't put a lot of credence into, but now I'm putting a lot more into it. He has had discussions with people who are in the actual position to know things like this. All right. What we are looking at is a global drive to get as many governments discredited with their native populations as possible, to get as many countries distrusting their government, as many countries willing, just on the verge of getting ready to get up, and some maybe even getting up and rebelling. This is the drive. It is a drive to break down society in every country across the planet. And why are you seeing things so bad in America? Well, look, you're destroying the military with a mandate that says put a six shooter to your head, spin it, pull the trigger. That's the only way you can stay in the military. Okay, we're destroying our military. We're destroying our ability to travel. We're destroying our ability to get products across the country. We're destroying our first responders. We're destroying our school system. Stop and think about this. How can anybody out there believe that every single institution is being attacked simultaneously? And this just happened. It's all a coinkydink. This isn't a plan. The only way this could be happening the way it's happening in the United States is if it's a plan. Now I'm going to take it to the next level. It's happening in Canada. I'm going to take it to the next level. It's happening in the UK. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in New Zealand. It's happening in Italy. It's happening in Germany. Do you want me to go on? Why the hell would you see this type of a political? Let's get past the medical. This type of distrust on a massive political level in every country across the planet right now. You cannot bring in global governance, the Great Reset. Global governance, people, go back and look up what the Great Reset is. You cannot bring in global governance if you have too many people wanting sovereignty, wanting their own colonial sovereignty. If you have too many people wanting that, it's going to cause a lot of trouble, meaning wars and things like that. What's the best way to get humanity to give in to global governance? A pandemic and the ability for all governments to be distrusted. Has anybody, I'm 67 years old, anybody listening to this show, ever remember the type of tyranny from our governments right out in the open we're seeing today? The mandates that Joe Bob is making that can destroy the lives of over 80 million Americans are not legal, but it takes time to challenge them in court. Until that happens, they're a freaking wrecking ball. He knows they're not legal. He even mentioned, I don't know if this will stand up in court, but it's something I think I got to do. Okay, let me destroy 80 million lives because my butt itches.
Yeah, I can't even listen to that guy talk, Roger. It's absolute insult to that guy as the president of the United States of America. He's not legally, no, he was never elected. But right now he's sitting in that office, and you said, he is a wrecking ball. We said in the last show here, Roger, that it's something I still kind of wonder. Really, really considering everything I see, what's happening in the United States, can you make it through? Now, and I'm going to say that because I've looked at everything that's going on there, Roger. Just you hit on it there, but there's a conglomerate of stuff going on in the United States of America that is just mind-boggling. Every aspect of anything good in your country has been destroyed in 1 year.
Not destroyed. It's been pushed back in, you know, into the backfield.
Let me
bring this up again. How many governors have already stepped up to say you are not going to bring? Now, they can't stop his federal mandate for federal employees in their state. What they have stated is you cannot do this to businesses within our state. We are not going to permit any business to follow your mandate. They can't fire people for not having the shot, the whole nine yards. So you've got at least 10, it may even be 11 states. And gee, I would say, I would just about guarantee, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that every one of them is a red state, not a blue state, probably in the blue state amongst them. So what you are already seeing is the seeds of pushback. And yep. When you have that many governors, now what are they doing? They're suing the president. They're suing him for this executive order, which means that once this is even at a level where, I don't know, a judge looks at it, oh, wait a minute. There is a judge who did look at it, a federal judge, and he put a stop on Joe Biden's order for the private businesses.
I saw that.
He put a stop on it. So what are we doing? We are doing. The only thing I've got to say right now is it should have happened quicker, but Americans are very slow to wake up. I told you that. And I also told you 2 weeks ago that by the time I got on your show this week, I would be able to prove to you that America has kicked it into high gear. Look around you. They have. And it's only going to get bigger, badder, better, faster.
Okay, question in our chat here for you, Roger. And I think you've already answered this question. But can state law overturn federal vaccine mandatory mandates via the local courts?
There are ways that you can do that, but what you can do is you can refuse to comply. Okay, noncompliance is in fact something that is legal, and noncompliance by a state for a federal action is legal. So for me to say that it's not just as legal in the local level, yes, it should be, because the precedent's already been set. So noncompliance by the states, everybody here needs to understand something. It's a little bit different than Canada. It's a little bit different than just about every other country on the planet. The United States is not one country with a bunch of states. The United States is 50 countries in a union. So there are only certain limits to state power, but there are only certain limits to federal power within that state as well, because each state is a sovereign entity which joined in a union called the United States of America. So we are not 50 provinces within the same country. We are 50 countries within the same union, or at least we were until 1871 when, yeah, we were sold. But let's not even go into that right now.
Well, I wish we had that kind of system in Canada, because we don't have a system of checks and balances in Canada. Once our elected officials are in there, it's 4 years before we have a chance to voice them out of there. And they basically can do whatever they want without any repercussions from the public. We need what we need in Canada. We need something along framework. Let me just finish my thought. We need something along the same lines as what the United States has right in place right now. Your system, when I look at your system, I really believe it's a great system if it was implemented and used properly, where you have a system of checks and balances in your government. We do not have that in Canada, Roger. We have a dictatorship. What happened in our last federal election, we had the Liberals end up with 151 seats. How they ever got that, we don't know. Yeah. But the NDP got 25 seats. So if you combine them, you've got 176 seats in Parliament. Yeah. They can put anything they want. Yep. Anything they want through Parliament, and we have absolutely nothing to say about it. Go ahead.
Let me take it just a little bit further, because what I hadn't talked about and what we are capable of in this country, and if push comes to shove, you're going to see it happening. And this is what almost happened to Newsom in California, and that's a recall. So let's say – hold on. Let's say that we – and this is actually the truth. We only need to change one vote in the Senate to turn it from a liberal – a fundamentally liberal institution to a fundamentally, Republican or conservative institution, because all you need for most votes is a majority. Right now, it's split. Even, and Kamala gets to break the tie. Yeah, which is always going to go to the Democrats, which is why they say that basically the Senate is run by the Democrats. So all we need to do is find the right vulnerable Democrat senator, recall him and replace him with a conservative senator, and you just made a huge move forward to stopping the tyranny.
Yeah. Actually, in BC, I had Kerry Simpson on my show.
Yeah,
we do have in British Columbia, 18 months into the election cycle, we have a recall option in British Columbia. That's being spearheaded by a lady named Kerry Simpson, who I had on my show here about three or four weeks ago. Roger, you got to get her on one of your shows because she is a spark plug. And she's coming at the government in all the right ways. We are seeing incredible pushback now in Canada, Roger. Yes. I'm inspired. I am at what I'm seeing going on behind the scenes and what's happening here in Canada. Let me tell you just a little bit about it so you get a better understanding, is that we are coming at the government now through legal channels, law, undeniable, hardcore law that they cannot squirm their way out of, no matter how much they squirm, how much they try and throw their word salads around and mix it up. They're going to have to face courts of law. People are coming at them in droves. There's organizations forming across the country that are just growing exponentially. One of them, I think I talked about it last week, is a site called Mounties for Freedom in Canada. Man, I'll tell you, Roger, you're seeing a conglomerate of RCMP councils absolutely standing up to their commissioner, writing her a letter that is absolutely damning. I invite people to go to that site. It's Mounties number 4 Freedom, and read the letter to the commissioner of the RCMP, signed by, I can't get you the exact number, but I believe it's in around 17,000 members now have signed on. And then there's another little button on the site, Roger, it's called support. And if you click on that, folks, you're going to see, I think the number right now is 194 different police agencies and law organizations in Canada have signed on with this group, questioning the RCMP, commissioner in hard legal language. What the hell is going on? And it's inspiring to see this kind of movement, but we're seeing it everywhere in Canada right now. Roger, there is people that are working hard on this. So we know what's at stake. Go ahead.
I want to take it out to the next level. I keep telling everybody, every time I do your show, I keep saying you really need to step back and look at the big picture. And let me go over a real quick scenario as to why, and then we'll get into exactly how all of this ties together. But what you're seeing today, what's making the news, what everybody's going, oh my God, about is door number one. What was happening last week that everybody was looking at going, oh my God. And when people finally started to figure out what was really going on, that's when door number two opened up and everybody went, and they switched over to door number two. And just when you get to the point where you're about to figure it out, it's all about to make sense. And wait a minute, that's not what you're telling me. Oh, door number three opens up and there's another disaster waiting. There's that many disasters going on right now. I don't think anybody thinks I'm exaggerating that. Okay. Well, let me explain something to you. Why does Rogers constantly say step back? If you step back and look, what you see is door number one, door number two, and door number three are all in the same theater, which is owned by the same person. You need to step back. What we are seeing right now is a push beyond anything we can believe to get a global population vaccinated. There's over 800 100,000 vaccine images, damages admitted to by theirs, which is telling you that's probably only 10% and may only be 1%. Let's make it 10%. Almost 9 million vaccine damages in the United States alone. Let's put that into perspective. How big is the U.S. population? 5% of the global population, with close to 10 million deaths or damages from the vaccine. That's only 5%. How does that speak for the rest of the globe? I told all of you about 2 months ago that the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off the market in 1971 or 1972, right around there, because it had caused 35 deaths. Did you hear what I just said? 35 deaths. We are in the millions of deaths and in the hundreds of millions globally for vaccine permanent damage. And now they're telling you, listen to me, your kids need to take it. It's just been approved by the FDA and the CDC for children 5 to 11 years old. Their chances of dying from COVID-19 at that age are about the same as dying from a cold, but you're going to force them to take a medication that is killing kids across the planet when they don't need it. Why? Why do you do this? Now, this is the end, Barry. This is where I put it all together for the main player. You could have got away with a lot of this if you just would have left the kids alone. But you had to go and mess with the kids. And mothers across the planet and mothers across America have had enough.
Amen. You're poking Mama Bear in the eye, and she don't like it, Roger. And I say, good move by you psychopaths, because you have stroked the wrong entity in society. You're coming after our kids. You really have a unifying voice rising right now, Roger, against this. This is insanity. Absolute
Anybody
insanity.
Who doesn't believe in the maternal instinct is an idiot. It's if you look at it in the wild, what happens if a mother lion sees any danger to her cub at all? What happens if a mother muskrat sees any danger? And I could go on and on. You all know the answer. They will literally fight to the death to protect. Now, if you think that that instinct is not a part of the human makeup, the female human makeup, the drives that make a man are not the same as the emotional drives that make a woman a woman. So what you are seeing right now, and most of us men are just looking at our ladies we're glowing with pride, is you are seeing these women exercising the feelings that they were born with. I'm a mother, damn it, and you pissed off the wrong person.
I think they shot themselves in the foot, Roger. I really do. I think that this is going to be the straw that could break the camel's back, where we get enough people in society standing against this in mass. And I think this is, I'm hoping that they don't get this into too many children, that too many children don't die. But in the same mouthful, I really do feel it's a blessing, because you said they poke Mama Bear in the eye and she don't like it. The same thing's happening in Canada here with the mandates they're rolling out now, wanting to vaccinate our children. It's absolute insanity, where my friend here in Terrace, he had his two kids went and got their vaccines. She's 13, the other one's 16. Didn't even tell her parents, they just went and got them. Because they're, you know, the government will do that because they're not allowed to go to their figure skating lessons. So here they are, two young girls coerced into taking this shot because they can't go to their lessons. This is going to come to a stop here in Canada. It is, Roger, because a lot of people are starting to get pissed right off. Go ahead.
The mothers are seeing. See, when the mothers get angry, they don't have quite the emotional load that men do. And that's just a fact, guys. Don't deny it, okay? They will look for the best battle plan. They will look for the quickest way out if it needs to be. They will put all of this in perspective. They'll do a little bit of research to find out just exactly what this vaccine will do. They're doing a little research, and they're hearing scientists like – I published an article from one today who are flat out stating anybody who has gotten this vaccine, and if you live amongst an entire family that's been vaccinated and you haven't by transmission, you have. Okay? They are saying between 1 year from now and 10 years at the most, what has already been given to humanity will be responsible for the biggest die-off in human history.
Hmm. We can see that coming, Roger. You know, Canada.
It's already started.
It has. Yeah, the narrative in Canada through our mainstream medical officers is that the unvaccinated are the ones that are causing all the problems, folks. But if you look at the numbers, and I know you could add to this in a million different ways, but yeah. I've looked at enough numbers around the world that just absolutely blow that statement right out of the water, that what we're seeing is the people that have been double vaccinated are the people that are dying in droves, and also representing in some countries like Israel, where I looked at the numbers, 89% of the new variant breakout are people that have been double vaccinated. Well, stick that in your pipe and smoke it for a minute, Roger. Does that make any sense at all? I thought this thing was supposed to be the cure.
There is no variant. There's no Delta variant. There's no China variant. There's no Joe Biden Bob variant. Vaccine reactions.
Exactly.
And when you get a vaccine reaction that is common enough, in other words, you see it in enough people, then you can call it a variant because it covers a wide swath of the population. Maybe not in numbers, but geologically. You know, you got somebody's in Canada, somebody's in America, so it's that new variant. Again, you have the scientists stepping up to say there are no variants. All right. What I would tell you that I suspect, and this is my thoughts on this, all right? It's nobody else's, so don't take me to task on it. What I believe is that there never has been an isolated or proven SARS-CoV-2. Nobody's ever been able to prove it even exists. What you saw was pneumonia disappeared. What you saw was the flu disappeared. What you saw, and I could go on and on, they all disappeared and everything became COVID-19. We also know the PCR test was so inaccurate, it's insane. Maybe 5%, they're saying now, 5% of the positives were actually true, which means a massive amount of people they put in hospitals and stuff for this didn't have it. They had something else. So what we're talking about here is this was beat into our heads. This fear was driven to us day after day, the lockdowns, to make sure we all knew how serious this was. But nobody's ever been able to prove it exists. So here's my take. There never was a SARS-CoV-2. There was never a COVID-19. It was a fear play to get you to take a vaccine, which wasn't to fix anything. It was to give you something. And this is why across the entire planet, they are forcing one national population after another to take a vaccine that is already more deadly than every vaccine in the entire history of this planet combined. But yet you damn right well better take it. Let me ask anybody listening to this how that makes any sense to anybody. Because if it makes sense to you, you're an idiot. That's what they think you are. If that's what they're telling you. And how many of you are so scared you wouldn't do anything to piss them off?
Well, look, Roger, all they got to do is say ICUs, cases, social distancing, self-quarantine. We've got numbers rising and people just roll over. It's like training a dog, you know, like roll over, sit, beg, you know.
Why would you go after
the kids? They're laughing at us. But why would you go after the children? Exactly.
Why would you? I'm going to tell you why you go after kids. Okay.
Go ahead. I'll tell you something that you want to hear. Go ahead.
Okay. And the reason you go after kids, you've already made a very large portion of the adult population sterile. They're not sterile now. They will be very soon. Okay. Now, the only thing you can do to ensure that isn't going to explode into something that's totally uncontrollable a few years down the road is to make sure that you either make sure most of those children don't live to be anything beyond their teenage years, and if they do, they're sterile.
I don't think children are going to survive this job myself, Roger. I really don't.
They will for a year or two.
Yeah, I believe what they've created here is the perfect biological weapon. You talk about how the vaccine itself is designed. We'll call it a vaccine because that's what people relate it to be. But it's how it's designed a year down the road, maybe 2 years a road, to cause more illnesses to rise in your body, which, of course, they'll call a new variant. They're going to be bringing out new variants every month now. You hear about a new variant coming out. Our prime minister in Canada here has ordered and made available to Canada 400 million doses of vaccine. We have a population of 36 million people in Canada. Roger, where are the other 300 and some odd million going? What's all that about? But every But he'll stand in front of TV and tell you, hey, folks, once you've got two shots, everything's going back to normal, because society, Roger, wants so hard to go back to normal. We just want our lives back, where we don't have all this mandates and orders and masks and social distancing and everything they're doing to our society. We just all want that to go away, so people are desperate. But what a liar this man is. He is the biggest piece of poop the world's ever seen, Roger. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question then? And it's a long question, so you're going to have to wait to answer it. But yeah.
Okay.
If you've got these people telling you, okay, that when everybody gets vaccinated, when everybody's vaccinated, things can go back to normal. I just got done telling you that once you are vaccinated, it does not keep you from getting an even higher level from someone else. It does not keep you from giving it to someone else. It just makes you feel a little bit better. So now hold on a second. They're still pushing all over Canada and a lot of parts of the United States, which is dwindling, these passes. So what I'm trying to explain to everybody out there, and what everybody else really needs to understand, is it's just exactly the opposite of what you are being told. They're forcing you to get vaccinated, which gives you 250 times the viral load of somebody who isn't vaccinated. In any crowd, the unvaccinated is literally not a threat to anybody. But the person that's vaccinated has the ability to literally super spread to that entire crowd. But the only people allowed into crowds anymore are people that are, by my definition, super spreaders. So what are they doing? They're not only giving you something that's probably going to steal a lot of years from your life, but then they're putting you in a circumstance where you can help a lot of others shorten their life as well. And they're telling you you're safe, except now there's proof out there that you are the super spreader. So what's going to happen, Barry? When this news gets out, if it's allowed to get out, and it's an absolute fact, I'm not hiding anything. Go look it up for yourself. When this gets out, doesn't the entire narrative fall apart?
Of course it does.
Everything falls apart, but you want to bet it doesn't happen?
Well, we're going to make it happen, Roger. We don't have a choice. This is a battle we can't lose, so we got to use every weapon in our toolbox right now to put a stop to this. You know, I went and looked at the Veris site today just out of interest, and I looked at the numbers, Roger. And, you know, look, we've said many times on shows that the numbers that are being reported on this site, which is not really – it's considered to be a source, but kind of iffy. There's lots of questions about it, who's behind the scenes, who's pulling the strings. But anyways, they're reporting right now, Roger, 18,740 deaths in North America. That directly tie to people taking the vaccine, 870,000 adverse effects and 256,000 severe hospital cases, permanent disabilities in people that being reported from this jab since it started.
What did you just say?
I don't know. What did I just say?
What you just said added together is over a million. And what I'm telling you is that, and you probably were about to say this, by the CDC's own estimate and Bayer's own estimate, that number could be as low as 10%, which is what they're saying to everybody. And depending on how much the crisis is, it could be as low as 1%. Would you say we're crisis enough right now? So what we're talking about is not a million total, whether it's deaths and or serious injuries total with everything. Okay, a million, round it off. It's not a million, add a zero, that's 10 million. Oh my God, if it's 1%, That's $100 million out of 186 to 190 million Americans that have been vaccinated. Stop and think about what I just said. Right now, if you go to Israel, you go to the UK, or you go to certain parts of the United States, the people in the hospitals dying are not. Yes, they're there with COVID, at least what they're saying is COVID, but they are fully vaccinated, as Barry told you at the beginning of the show. We are seeing right now that the most deadly outcome you can ask for is not to just get COVID, because that's basically the flu. Okay? The most deadly outcome you can expect is if you get a vaccine.
If some of that stuff makes its way into your body, you might as well as I won't say that. But anyways, Roger, in British Columbia, the reported COVID deaths for the last 30 days, over 50% were people that were double vaccinated in the age groups of 75 to 89 years of age, were the numbers I looked at. Over 50% of the deaths were in that age group, and they were all double vaccinated. So what are they doing, Roger? They're wiping out the wisdom in society, aren't they?
Yes. Well, two days ago, a good friend of mine and the owner and managing director and the founder of RBN, which is Republic Broadcast Network, died. He had been on vacation for 2 weeks into an area where there was a large concentration of vaccinated people. When he came back, he was not the same. It wasn't that he was running this massive fever or whatever. It's just at some times for almost 2 weeks, he had to literally climb into a tub of the hottest water he could stand just so that his body would get to the point where he could tolerate it. Okay, wow. This is all sounding like spike protein. I would imagine that John Stadtmiller, who, again, the founder, managing director, and owner of RBN and a good friend of mine and a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, passed away as a result of transmission from the family he was in close quarters with for 2 weeks up in Michigan. I'm not saying that it is his family. I don't know if his family's been vaccinated or not. But I do know that he was in close quarters a lot more than he was when he was down in Texas doing his radio network. Yes, a little over 2 weeks, and he just got worse and worse, and he just wow. I think it was two mornings ago they had to call the emergency when the rescue squad got there. His heart rate was down around 30, and then it stopped, and there was nothing they could do to restart it. This guy had come up to visit me from Texas to Arkansas last year. He was in great shape, but he was right in that age bracket. He was 70 years old and in great shape. And until he found himself immersed in a lot of individuals who may very well have been vaccinated, until he made that trip, he was fine.
Wow.
A month later, there's a billboard.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I've got to tell you about this billboard now on the signs of the side of buses in, I believe it was St. Catharines. It was either St. Catharines or Kitchener. There's a billboard on the side of the bus now going around town, and it says, kids have strokes too. Know the signs. On a billboard on the side of a bus.
Now, I
wait a second, Roger. Wait a second. Hold on. When, as a society, have young children ever been an issue at all in any shape or form for being subjects to strokes? When has that ever happened in our society? Has that ever been mentioned before in our society? Sure, you'll get the odd child that has a problem with the heart when he's born, and that's expected. But strokes? Now, that's on the side of a public bus driving around in a street in Ontario. What are they doing? Are they conditioning the public to get ready for strokes in children? They know they're rolling out the vaccines for the children. Are they, is this a precursor, Roger? Pretty crazy, anyways, to see that. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
First off, you're absolutely 100% right. And you hit the nail right on the head. The last thing they want anybody to do is to blame vaccines for anything or everything. Right now, how many years have you known me? How many years have I been literally ripping the snot out of vaccines? Okay, over and over again, long before this one ever came around. But the thing of it is, Big Pharma is the richest, most powerful organization on the planet. Not bigger than the banking cabal, but they're really not a corporate entity. Not when you get to the top. But Big Pharma is. And Big Pharma can literally own, and they do, a lot of American, Canadian, and I could go on and on, politicians. So what we're seeing here, all of this is doable. What we're seeing here is a government that we elected to protect us, telling us we either take the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever given to humanity in the entire history of humanity, or we're going to make your life pure hell. We elected them to protect us. And they're putting this down on you and me. I think it's time to put some new people there, don't you?
Yeah, how'd this get turned around like that, Roger? Where have people been?
They're supposed to represent us.
I know that. But that's been turned around completely. How did that happen? How did society let that happen, Roger? I mean, have we been that asleep over the last 20 years that we've just allowed this to happen? Well, unfortunately, yeah, it's programmed ignorance. It's brainwashing. It's how they've programmed society, how they've indoctrinated to think a certain way. Don't step outside of the box. Never question authority. Your doctor is God. Worship your doctor. Worship your teacher. All this was drove into our heads since the time we were 5 or 6 years old and into the system. And now we've got to get rid of that thinking totally.
I think that it is so in people's face that they cannot understand what's even happening. Let me give you something really, really simple. They changed two words. That's it. Two words, and it changed the entire thought process of the United States of America. All right? And what are those two words? I can tell you this, okay? If I have the ability, okay, to decide whether or not I want something, it is based in America or was supposed to be based on my personal or individual rights. This is not a democracy. This is a republic that is run in a democratic fashion. If it was a democracy, which is what they have done, they have changed the word republic in our kids' books to the word democracy. Because what is a democracy? That is whereby 51 people rule absolutely over 49. And the rights and the civil liberties of those 49 have absolutely no consequence whatsoever. Because it is a democracy. This is what they have done. Once you turn a republic into a democracy, and then you capture all of the supposed Democrats, okay, with all of the crap they've been pulling and cheating on elections, so on and so forth, what you're looking at here is the United States. And you heard Obama say this over and over again. Obama in 8 years never called us a republic one time. He called us a democracy. Why? Because a democracy is one of the worst forms of governance on the planet, and it is one of the easiest to control a population through. We in the United States now, if you go out on the street and ask our children, what kind of a government do we have? A vast majority of them are going to say, we live in a democracy. There's your programmed ignorance, people, because a democracy doesn't give one little squat about your individual civil rights. They don't.
You're absolutely correct, and that's exactly what we're dealing with in Canada here, Roger. The perception of freedom, the perception that we actually have a voice in what's going on in our country. And that's been banged into our heads with the right-left paradigm for the last 100 years. So it's really, like you said, it's hard to get people to step outside of that box. But we're making progress, my friend.
Yes, we are. We're making a lot of progress. I'm looking around me and I'm seeing people's heads popping up out of those, groundhog holes all over the place. Go, oh, what's up? Oh, what's up? I used to live in Montana, and when I went out and looked across the fields, the tallest thing was a woodchuck's head coming out of his hole. There were no shrubs, no trees, no nothing. Everything was flat. And how am I drawing an analogy here? The only thing we're seeing right now is what they're allowing to pop up. There's your programmed ignorance. There's your door number one, door number two, and door number three. Please remember, if you take nothing at all away from this show, remember this. Door numbers one, two, and three are all in the same theater owned by the same people. Mm-hmm. Do not get lost in what is right in front of your face. If something is really bad right in front of your face, that's the perfect time to step back and look at what else is happening that they don't want you to see.
They're the masters of deceptions, Roger, and distraction. Exactly. And they've been working on that for many, many years. Boy, I tell you, all you got to do. Yeah, centuries. Well, yeah. All you have to do is keep them entertained, and people will not pay attention to what's going on around them. The first real good example we saw of that was in the Roman Empire. And boy, we know what happened to that empire, don't we? When they got to the point of gladiator sports where people growing, yeah, kill that bastard. When a society gets to that point, pretty close to collapsing, and that's exactly what happened to the Roman Empire. And that's where we're going right now. In lots of different ways. Go ahead.
I'm not so sure that the American people who are awake today would wish to see anybody dead. And I know that's not what you meant, but I'm making a point of it simply because I want people to understand that there is no need for violence for anything that needs to be done right now. When you've got governors stepping up to say, you know what, we're going to tell companies in our state that they damn right well better not go along with your mandate. When you've got mayors saying, you know what, no masks in any businesses in town limits. When you've got people standing up in the school, PTA meetings saying, you're not going to be teaching this crap to my children. This is communist. This is America. This ain't right. Other than telling the FBI that should be considered a domestic terrorist. Okay. What we are seeing all across the planet right now, and thank God, in America, at an accelerating pace. Again, I told you, we're usually one of the last to wake up, but we do it really, really good and really, really angry. But what I am seeing everywhere right now is people are going, this doesn't make sense. Why are you telling me to get a vaccine that stands a good chance of killing or maiming me and my children? Why are you telling me to do that? It doesn't make sense. When you give people the facts today, nothing they're trying to force on you makes sense. None of it. But the only way you're going to find that out is to step back and look at each one of the pieces and see how they affect the big picture. That's what this show's for. That's why I come on Barry's show, because he allows me to give you enough information so that you have at least a snapshot of the big picture.
Yeah, and it is a very, very deep and many, many rabbit holes connected situation, Roger, but they all come back to the same starting point. And that's the craziness of it all, is that everything's going on in our society at one point was thought about in think tanks 30, 40, 50 years ago, and things were implemented in our society to get us to this point, and here we are, where we're gone from 15 days to flatten the curve to a socialist segregated society, and people are accepting that now in Canada. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a very, very slippery slope to go down. What's going to be next, Roger? You can't go to the bank. Can't go to the grocery store. Yep. Got to get your vax. You won't be able to function, Roger, if this is allowed to go forward, and you know it, and I know it. You will not be able to function in society unless you are absolutely vaccinated. No questions about it. No if, ends, when, where's about it. We're not going to let that happen, my friend. We're not. Go ahead.
My biggest concern right now is how many people do I know and love that are not going to be around anywhere from a couple of months to a couple of years from now, because although they weren't exactly keen on taking a vaccine, the jobs they had or the positions they were in pretty much coerced them into doing it or else. How many people do you know who aren't going to make it? If you stop to take a look at what Barry and I have been saying, the people who are vaccinated make up a large majority of the COVID cases in hospitals, and they are the ones that are dying, not the unvaccinated. This is not a pandemic of unvaccinated. This is by far 250 times the viral load. This is by far a massive vaccinated pandemic. And that, my friends, is reality.
Absolutely. Roger, you're not going to believe this, but the hour's already gone. Can you imagine that, man? But I promise, if you abide me, which you always do, I'll have you back again in a couple of weeks to carry on this conversation. I like having you on every couple of weeks because you bring really good info for my audience. So I thank you for coming in today and sharing your thoughts and your passion. We love it, buddy.
I always appreciate the ability to come in and talk to your audience, because the more people I can talk to, the more of that programmed ignorance we can eradicate. And besides, I like the fact that Steve's in the background covering our butts the whole time.
Yeah, Steve's a good man. Okay, Roger. Well, you know, my friend, I'm going to let you go again. It's been a pleasure. And like I said, we'll do this again in a couple of weeks from now. Guaranteed.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, bud. Bye for now. Okay, folks, thanks, Roger. And I got Ron Stevens coming in here in about 5 minutes. Hang around. Ron's got lots to talk about today. Pretty educated man as far as the going-ons of the United Nations. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Back in 5 minutes.